on there somewhere. It's like,
I'll just tear it off.
Usually it takes me right to it.
Well, you didn't follow the link this time. Like I said, I saved it as a favorite. So that the loop is safe.
So these are...
Oh, I love it.
It's
all.
It's pretty. It's not mucking around.
Calling the meeting to order at 7:12. Mr. Flowers will be doing, is it on?
See, no, touch it, touch it.
Mr. Flowers will be doing the invocation and Ms. Shoemaker the flag salute.
Dear grace and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us all to come together tonight, Lord God. Continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives. Wash us, cleanse us, forgive us for all our sins and evils, Lord God. But continue to let thy will be done in our lives, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for this board, Lord God. Continue to use us and guide us, direct us the way in which we should go. Bless the superintendent and the staff and the principals and the teachers, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you to bless our students, Lord God. Keep a hedge around about them all the days of their lives. Lord God, we praise you and we love you, we thank you. In Christ's name, amen.
Please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Ms. Kelly.
Mrs. Willis?
Here.
Here. Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Mr. Monatis?
Present.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
Here.
There's nothing to report out in closed session, so that moves us on to the presentations. Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Polis, members of the board. We are very excited this evening
to see so many outstanding members of our family in the auditorium this evening, and of course, the opportunity that we have to do celebrations. To start that out, I'd like to bring Ms. Knudsen up with program responsibility.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, cabinet, and most certainly distinguished guests, we're so excited to have you here this evening, and we're so excited that we could have the board meeting in a larger venue so that we could make sure everyone was here to celebrate all the wonderful people we're here to honor tonight. I'd like to introduce Principal Maddox, Dr. Maddox, to come forward. She is going to honor the Science Olympiad winners from Edgewood High School. Let's give them a big round of applause.
Thank you, everyone. We appreciate you all being here as our guest. We'd like to go ahead and also introduce to you our advisor, Mr. Hinn, to come on up. And one of our Science Olympiad coaches to assist me with presenting our students with their certificates. For first place wind power and fifth place bridge building, Lucy Tang. Wind power and fifth place robotic arm, Raj Intawala. For second place, game on, Ashwarya Sundar. Second place, game on, Anmola Preet Kaur. For fifth place, bridge building, Hailin Yi. For fifth place, robotic arm, Cedric Evans. For sixth place, protein modeling, Alice Milana. For sixth place, protein modeling, Deanna Tong. For for sixth place in protein modeling, Man Tang. Mr. Barone, our co-advisor, come on up. Can the rest of the Science Olympiad team come on up for pictures?
Or a supporter of one of the Olympiads, can you please stand up so we can applaud you for all your hard work? There had to be more than that. Thank you for sharing your students with us.
Our next awards this evening is recognizing our student board members. The first question you'd have to ask is, why would anybody want to be a student board member? You have to give up Tuesday nights, you have to prepare, you have to give a report not only for your school but all of the sister schools as well. So we were very, very blessed to have some great candidates this year. The board would like to recognize them this evening. I'm the spokesperson for the board, but really they were a member of our board and gave some real positive interjection to the board as well, often asking, you know, what are our students feeling out there? They were the conduit. So our first student representative, who was the alternative, Brian Manuva. Brian. A little bit about Brian. Brian was raised by his grandparents, but came to school and really flourished at Coronado. You know, Coronado is a very special place. You know, it's recognized by the state of California as one of the outstanding continuation schools. And although he fell behind, he was able to catch up, and I'd like to announce that upon graduation, Brian will be attending the Army. Congratulations. Our student board representative, Malcolm Harris II. Well done. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So stand here while I just say a couple quick nice things about you. All right. You know, Malcolm is, again, one of those very special individuals that he literally lights up a room. I mean, I don't need to tell you that. You can see him standing right here. We were very blessed to have him on board. Malcolm came to Coronado as a non-grad, but since attending Coronado High School, has passed all his classes, taken leadership role, including as student board member, and is graduating at the top of his class. Woo! Malcolm will either attend. He will either attend Mount SAC or Citrus, and I will just say one thing that we really look for in a student board member is maturity, someone that can actually sit up there with their peers and be able to respond to individuals and to their peers at the school side about what we do as a school district, and I think Malcolm met that challenge, so congratulations.
Nice about our student board members is that it was the Me Too. We have three high schools now, and all of them wanted to have a representative, so they now alternate. So we were really excited that we had so much enthusiasm about people wanting to be the student board representative, and hopefully they'll go on to more public service, either city council, being a sitting school board member here at West Covina Unified. We hope you stay on with us. And our, who knows, the President of the United States. So we're really excited that they showed that much interest and we had to actually have alternates now. Thank you.
Okay, for our next celebration, I would like to again ask Ms. Knutson to come up and begin the program of honoring our Teachers of the Year and Classified Employees of the Year. But before she begins, I would like to ask her just to do a little housekeeping and describe how the process is going to work so everyone has a good idea.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman. Madam President, members of the board, distinguished guests, really excited to have the honor tonight of recognizing such exemplary people. I've been in the district a short time and I've just been so impressed with the quality of teachers, support staff, administrators, and I'm just really honored to be able to be here tonight and recognize just a few of those people that are out there that are doing this work. Before we get started, I would like to thank our guests tonight, the Edgewood staff. If we could give them a big round of applause. Colin in the back and his team, they rushed today to get this cleaned up after lunch, the chairs set up. It was truly a team effort between the staff at the district office and the staff here at Edgewood. So I just wanted to just take a moment to thank them. It just looks really great, so I appreciate that.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to announce the school site, and when I do, if I could ask that principal to come forward with their two honorees and come up onto the stage, and at that time I'm going to turn the microphone over to the principal, and they are going to announce the staff that are being honored from their site. Individually, we'll have them come out onto the center of the stage and have their photo taken with Dr. Hinman and President Polis. And then
and the entire school board.
And the entire school board. And at that time, once we have the photo taken, we're going to ask that you exit the stage to your down over by Monica over there. Monica, who's done a great job of getting this all together. We have a flower for you and also a nice gift from Office Depot or Lakeshore have donated some really nice gifts, so we appreciate them as well. And at that time, and then we'll bring up the next school. So we'll get started with California. If California could come forward, that would be great.
Good evening. My name is Lori Wilds, and I am the principal of California Elementary School. And I'm honored to be here tonight to recognize our classified employee of the year, who's unfortunately unable to be here this evening, but would like to recognize her, Ms. Angie Heiberger, who is a special education instructional aide. At this time, I'd like to recognize California Elementary's Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Yoon Jung Oh.
I could have Cameron Elementary come forward.
Good evening, I'm Ginger Pruitt, the principal at Cameron Elementary, and it is my great privilege to name Veronica Gomez as our classified employee of the year for Cameron. I'd also like to recognize Cameron's Teacher of the Year, Lavinia Chan. She could not be with us this evening, but she is our fantastic resource teacher.
Merced Elementary.
Good evening, my name is Gordon Fitzer. I'm the principal over at Merced Elementary, and I'm happy to announce our classified employee of the year first, which is Araceli Castillo. I would also like to recognize our Teacher of the Year, Casey Siakowski.
Everyone, I'm Sonia Gonzalez, the principal of Merlinda Elementary. And I'd love to introduce our classified employee of the year, Mary Lopez. And now it's my honor to introduce Merlinda's Teacher of the Year, Melissa Kuhn. At Monta Vista Elementary. And it is my pleasure to introduce Kathy Valdez, our Classified Employee of the Year. My greatest pleasure to introduce Monta Vista Teacher of the Year, Beatrice Ayala.
Good evening, I'm the principal. I'm Janet Shirley, the principal at Orangewood Elementary. I'd like to announce that the Classified Employee of the Year is Selena Miranda, our media clerk. And our Teacher of the Year this year is Laura Perez Vasquez.
I'm Dr. Gloria Aguilar-Torres. I'm the principal over at Vine. And I would like to introduce to you our Classified Employee of the Year, and that is Ms. Renee Galvin.
Thank you.
And next, I would like to introduce our Teacher of the Year, Ms. Christine DeBoy. Elementary.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Rochelle Johnson Evans. I'm principal of West Cove Elementary School. And our Classified Employee of the Year is Maria Castaneda, Office Manager. West Cove Teacher of the Year is Linda Roberson.
Holland Crest Middle School.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Hector Galicia. Buenas tardes. Soy el señor, el Dr. Galicia. Very proud principal of Holland Crest Middle School. I am here to present our Classified Employee of the Year, Mrs. Zaida Gonzalez. She is our admin secretary at the site, work wife as well. Unfortunately, our Teacher of the Year could not make it this evening. She was ill for the day, but I do want to recognize her, Mrs. Paula Diener.
Walnut Grove.
Good evening. My name's Rich Nambu. I'm principal at Walnut Grove Intermediate School, and I'm honored to recognize our Classified Employee of the Year, our instructional aide, Ms. Janet Anderson. I'm proud to honor our Teacher of the Year, our art instructor, Mr. Steve Baer.
Edgewood Middle and High School. If I could have you come forward. Edgewood Middle and High School. Come on down. Yeah. You're the home team.
Everyone, I'm Ronnie Maddox. I'm the proud principal of Edgewood IB Schools. I'd like to first introduce to you our classified member of the year for Edgewood Middle School, Sam Acosta. I'd like to introduce the Teacher of the Year for Edgewood Middle School, David Medley. Classified Member of the Year for Edgewood High School, Dennis Rowland. Teacher of the Year for Edgewood High School, Jesus Galvan.
Yeah.
Coronado High School.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Armando Morentes. I'm the principal of Coronado High School. Thank you. Our classified employee of the year is Roberta Garcia. And our teacher of the year is Rebecca Peters.
Academy.
My name is Lori Johnson Rucker. I'm the principal of Rio Verde Academy. And I'd like to honor our classified employee of the year, who's also our behaviorist, Jessica Maurice. She's not here today. And for our teacher of the year, Nancy Campa.
But most certainly not least, West Covina High School.
Good evening. I'm Mark Trovatore, principal of West Covina High School. It's my pleasure to introduce our classified employee of the year, attendance clerk, Fernando Martinez. And I'm equally honored to introduce our Teacher of the Year, choir teacher, Mr. Tyler Wigglesworth.
Dr. Coghlan to come forward, and all of our administrative and district office honorees, if you would come forward, please.
Hello, I'm Rob Coghlan, Assistant Superintendent of Business Services, and it's my pleasure to announce as the District Office Classified Employee of the Year, Molly Gallo. Next, we have, also in our district, we have administrators. So we want to honor some categories of administrators. This first category is co-administrator of the year, also known as assistant principal, or principal in waiting, sometimes they call assistant principals. So the co-administrator of the year is Devin Rose. And our elementary school principal of the year, Lori Wilds. Go faster. Our secondary principal of the year, Mark Trovatore. And finally, the District Office Administrator of the Year, Cheryl Lessiker.
There's more. We now would like to honor our district-wide Employees of the Year. So throughout the entire district, we have three recipients that will be awarded. And I'd like to ask Dr. Hinman to come forward, and he is going to share a little bit about each employee and bring them up here.
Thank you, Ms. Knudsen. I've made a last-minute game change. I was going to speak a little bit about each district-wide Employee of the Year, but as a site principal, I always knew I had a personal relationship with my employees. So what I'm going to do a little different is I'm actually going to call up the site principal of the Employee of the Year, and I'm going to let them talk a little about their relationship and their employee and what the great things they do for their school. But before I do that, I just want to talk a little bit about each category. And the first is the Classified Employee of the Year. Unsung heroes. They do not get enough credit in our school system. They are the office of first impressions. Truly, when our community comes to a school, the first person they generally meet is a classified employee. And the first thing that happens is that community member makes an impression of that school, good, bad, or indifferent. And because we have such outstanding classified employees, the impression of our schools are way above the bar. People love our schools, they love our community, and a lot of that goes to the credit of the classified employees. So I want to thank you all. But to announce this person, who knows her much better than I, I'd like to bring up the principal of Walnut Grove, Mr. Rich Nambu.
And I would like to introduce, and I'm just very happy to introduce, our classified, district classified Employee of the Year, Ms. Janet Anderson. Janet's an instructional assistant, and she is amazing in the classroom. She makes such a difference in kids' lives every day. She's almost like another teacher in our classrooms, and that's what our kids and our teachers think. But what really sets Janet apart is that she not only spends her time every day in the classroom working, is she spends so much time in our community of West Covina helping people, helping kids, and helping different causes. At our school, she's been part of PTSA and many PTSA boards. She's founded our Builders Club. She's been part of our Helping Hands Club, Saturday School, Saturday Academy, Y Aces. She started a garden at our school, many other countless activities. She's a Boy Scout leader, a Cub Scout leader. She's in the Kiwanis Club, Future Teachers of America, SCTA chapter chair at Mount SAC, volunteer at West Covina Baseball and Sports Leagues. Truthfully, if you see Janet, she is every day, after school, every weekend. She is there working for kids and working for people, and that's why she's the district classified Employee of the Year. Congratulations, Janet.
my pleasure of the year to talk a little bit about Teacher of the Year, but not necessarily individual, because again, I'm going to ask that individual's principal to come up and talk a little bit about our winner. I just want to take a minute to talk about teachers as a whole. Truly, there is no one besides a mother and a father that impacts an individual more than teachers. And I think one of the saddest things in our profession is that they come in, we see them for a year, and then they go on to the next year and so on. But everyone in this room, if I were to ask the question, what teacher in your life made the biggest impact and why? So I want you to resonate that for a minute and think about it, because there was somebody out there that truly made that difference in your life. Maybe that difference was to go on to career. Maybe it was to go on to college. Maybe it was morals, ethics, values, citizenship. But something in that person's life, in your life, in my life, was because of a teacher. The part that I struggle with is sometimes we never know. I can tell you, while I've gone back to one of my mentors in my life, there's a dozen that I could have and should have gone back and told, you changed my life. And it's sad that we don't have a culture in which that is shared. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to tell you that you're life changers. And while it's qualitative, while you may never hear from that individual out there, in the rare circumstance you do, just know that the work that you do every day and the relationships that you build with your students have a direct impact on the future of our society, our community, and the lives of those individuals. So I salute you, and the board salutes all of our teachers. Thank you. And now, to introduce our Teacher of the Year, I'd like to bring up the principal of Walnut Grove, Mr. Rich Nambu.
It is my pleasure to introduce the District Teacher of the Year, Ms. Kate Poverty. Kate is a teacher's teacher. She loves being in the classroom. She works every day, challenging kids. It's amazing to walk into her classroom and see the kids respond to her. Every kid in her classroom has become a better reader, writer, and speaker. She makes amazing lessons that are interesting, that kids collaboratively work. If you see the work products that Ms. Poverty has her kids, you would be amazed. As Dr. Hinman says, she has made a difference in kids' lives. But not only that, Kate is an innovator. She is one of the first teachers in the district to use thinking maps right from the beginning and beyond, achieve 3,000 performance assessments. When there are new things that happen, whether it's in the district, in the state, or in the country, she moves to be able to help her kids be able to meet those standards. She's not only a teacher's teacher, she's not only an innovator, she's a leader on our campus and here in the district. She's our ASB coordinator. She works with our kids to do so many different activities. She's been on many different district committees. She's been trainer of trainers. But I think most of all, if you watch Ms. Poverty work with younger teachers and other teachers that come here to Walnut Grove, she just makes a difference in their lives. She makes them better teachers. And that's what makes her special. She's a teacher in the classroom. She's a teacher at home. She's a teacher in everything that she does. And that's why she's the District Teacher of the Year. Congratulations, Ms. Kate Poverty.
the last award I actually can present because I can speak about this individual, and that's the Administrator of the Year. At this time, I'd like to bring up Cheryl Lessiker. I'll let you hold this and show everyone while I talk about it. You know, I was blessed and fortunate that the board approved me to be the superintendent of the West Covina Unified School District. And when one gets hired in an organization such as this, you have to find some go-to people really quick. It's like you're lost in a sea. You know, and in the sea there are sharks and there are dolphins and then there's Cheryl. So I knew, I could just tell right away that Cheryl was foundational in the West Covina Unified School District, that she knew all the ins, all the outs. She was the gatekeeper, and she knew the history. But you'd never know it from her persona. I mean, quiet, demure, but a tiger and relentless when it comes to work. And I won't bore you, but I have to tell you, some of the work that we dump on Cheryl, no, some of the work that we give Cheryl is probably not the most exciting. Government regulations, rules, grants, timelines that we have to meet. And it's so comforting to know that we have an employee at the district office that not only is she Miss Go-To, but she's Miss Count-On. We always know if Cheryl Lessiker has a task at hand, it's going to be done, it's going to be done right, and there's no need for follow-up. Not only that, though, I want to touch a little bit about, I'm really going to lean on Cheryl never to retire, because you have to have an historian. So anytime that there is an issue in the district, you know, we'll all sit around and relatively, you know, cabinet will look at each other and I don't know, and then someone will say, let's go ask Cheryl. Because she always knows, and she's wise, and there's purpose to her answers. And I will just close with this. I think she was an incredibly valuable principal in her tenure. But having her down at the district, she's one of those individuals I spoke about that really is a life changer. It's just once removed. The decision that she's making through her work and her office, particularly in the elementary division, she's supporting the principals who in turn support the teachers, who in support do the good work in helping our children be successful. So ladies and gentlemen, your Administrator of the Year, Ms. Cheryl Lessiker.
Short recess so we can congratulate all of our professionals for all they do. Thank you.